Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
Work with clients who bring out the best in you. Work with clients who allow you to do your best work. I believe that it's your job as a business owner to go out and define those clients. It's not their job to find you, because in the end, you have everything to gain and everything to lose. Now, when you work with clients who don't bring out the best in you, even if you're doing good work, even if you're doing above average work, if you're not doing your absolute best work, if they're not bringing out the absolute best in you, then you're shortchanging yourself and you're shortchanging your client. And that's something I really want you to think hard about, because my guess is there are some clients, a small handful of clients, that you do your absolute best work for. You know that they bring out the best in you, and you know that they get the best results when they work with you. And there are other clients who are closer to average. You do good work, they're happy, and that's a little bit dangerous, because it's good enough that they're happy, but you know it's not the best, and you know it could be a lot better if the circumstances were different. And what I want to urge you to think really long and hard about is, what if you only work with those clients who brought out the absolute best in you? What if you only did your best work? And my hypothesis is that it has little to do with you and everything to do with your client. Obviously, if it was up to you, you would do your best work for everybody. You would be your absolute best and produce the best possible result. Why would you want otherwise? So if it's not you, then it must be them. It must be something about the client. There is a certain type of client or a certain type of scenario, or there are certain circumstances or environments or cultures or dynamics that allow you to do your best work. I just came out of a meeting with a client who is one of these clients that allows me to do my best work. It's the client's personality. It's the structure of the team. It's the type of work that they do. It's the strengths that the client has themselves. It's the way that they view my role. It's the way that we've set up the engagement. It's all of those things. It's not like one or two different things that make this an ideal engagement. It's a whole combination of things that come together, a perfect storm of sorts, that allow me to do my best work for this client. And now my job is, well, where can I find more clients like this one? You know, what if every client I worked with was this kind of client? What if I could get the same results for all my clients? And if I did that, the truth is, I could probably increase my revenue by 50 to 100%. If all my clients were like this one, that would not be far-fetched. So therefore, it's my job now as a business owner. As a business owner, what am I responsible for? I am responsible for growth. I am responsible for growing the business. So if working with a different type of client, a better type of client, can grow my business, I have a responsibility to myself, to my team, to people that I serve, to go out and do that, and to my clients, because if I do better work for other clients, I add to my repertoire of skills and experiences, and everybody wins. So that's what I wanted to share with you today is, it's your job to go out and find those clients that allow you to do your best work. And if you're not working with those clients right now, you're selling yourself short and you're selling your clients short. And in the end, that's a losing game. But one by one, if you can go and find those clients, add one and then another and then another, then things start to snowball. And now all of a sudden, you are in the zone. All of a sudden, you are firing on all cylinders. All of a sudden, all of your clients are over the moon and couldn't be more thrilled with the work that you're doing. And that's where you want to be.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.